Okay. Everybody set? All right, if so, Coach, if you could open up with a statement about today's game.
Well, anytime that you can get a conference win, I'm pleased. I thought that, you know, for the most part, our defense played really well again. And offensively, we made enough plays. We weren't pretty, but we made some plays. And, you know, I guess if you can rush the ball for 400 yards, you usually win most of the games. But the fumbles were disappointing. We worked really hard on that last week. They were both on call plays. There was no reads, no nothing. It's just one was reaching the ball out and the other was just being careless with it. And we missed some huge opportunities in the passing game. I mean, we had a double move that should have been a touchdown that we overthrew. We struggled. We had both our starting offensive tackles out. And I think we'll start to get them back next week, both Andrew Marshall and Jahazel, and that'll help. It was good to get a win.
Okay, questions?
Can you talk a little bit about A.J. Gray? It
seems like you're finally starting. I told somebody walking in, I thought A.J. played probably as well as he's played. Some of their run-pass stuff, he was right on cue with it. He stepped underneath the slants and got a couple picks. And, you know, it's good to see him make plays because he's got a lot of ability. Plus, he made a couple nice plays in open field on tackles. So, proud of A.J. I thought he played well.
Next.
Another strong week getting off the field on third down, 2 for 12.
Yeah, that's great. And when that happens, I think we had a 17-play drive, an 18-play drive. And when you look at the thing, they ran 58 plays. The time of possession was a killer again. You know, it was unless you do something crazy, if you hold the ball for 38 minutes, most of the time you're going to win.
What has changed really with this defense since the Tennessee second half?
I don't know. I think we're playing better. We're tackling better. You know, they hadn't been scoring a bunch of points. You know, we hadn't give up other than the one double move there at the end. We hadn't give up a lot of big plays. And I think that, like I said, we're being able to stop the run with some blitzes and stunts and some of that. And it makes it hard if teams don't run the ball. Competition level was going to move way up on offense next game.
More for Coach.
Saw Poyet come in kind of A-back and as a lead blocker mm-hmm. a few times. Is that something you installed recently?
We did it last year. I don't know how it's going to be. We don't have anybody to run downhill, so it's, you know, maybe put him and Jerry out there together.
It seemed like Sean Davis got rolled up a little bit.
Who, the kicker?
Yeah.
No, he was fine. I just wanted to let those other guys kick. I mean, it was an opportunity. Brendan had been hurt early in the year, and who knows when you might need him. I wanted him to get in the game and kick some, and then the one at the end, you know, Barton's a senior, and there's not a chance sometimes for those guys to play. And I thought it'd be nice to let him kick an extra point.
What is the biggest point of reference entering the bye week? What will it benefit for you most?
Well, hopefully we're going to get some guys back. You know, we went into the game today with six offensive linemen. And when Shamir went down, then that left us with five. And so we had to move them around. And we finally put in a freshman there at the end. Connor Hansen, he's going to have to play because not only did we have Andrew Marshall and Jahazel out, we also had Brad Morgan out, who was the third guard. And so there was a lot of those guys out, and it was real trying to patchwork up there on the offensive line.
When you looked at the Duke game, Surratt containing him looked to be an issue coming into this game, and the defense really did a good job of not letting him get away.
Yeah, he didn't have any big long plays. He hurt us some on the quarterback draws, and he hurt us some running the ball, but he didn't I'd be surprised if he wasn't their leading rusher. I would think he was.
He wasn't good with the sacks.
Well, he would have been without the sacks, yeah. But, you know, we contained him pretty good. He didn't break any longs.
Ricky June had another kind of unsung game. A couple people out for you. and scores, and just a nice job catching the ball as well and drawing some PI.
Yeah, Ricky did some good things. I mean, early on, first series, we dropped a ball on third down over on our sidelines. And then the next series, we dropped a home run ball through our hands. So we missed some opportunities. Then we overthrew this double move. So our passing game was a little suspect there to start the game, or we could have gotten way out in front, I think.
Gervonta with the event, a really big play that fumbled it, you know, on the goal line. What's your evaluation of the time?
My evaluation is don't ever reach the ball out again. Especially on first down. It's not smart, selfish, some can't do it. Having said that, he makes some plays. He missed some blocks. So he's like all of them. He can play better, but he does some really good things. I mean, he had 130 yards again. Average 7 yards a carry, so he's doing some good things.
Speaking of some good things, that little sequence there, you fumbled the ball, then AJ got the interception, and then Gervonta took it all the way. Mm-hmm. Just talk about that moment in the game.
Well, it was disappointing because we, you know, we got the ball out to about midfield, and it's a follow play. I mean, there's no read, there's no mesh, there's no anything. Just take care of the ball, and you can't be squeezing it real tight when it gets kicked out like it got kicked out on that thing. And so it was huge for AJ to come right back on the next play and get the pick, and then the next play we scored. So. To go up 17, and at that point, the way the game was going, I felt like 17 was a pretty good lead.
A couple more for Coach before we bring the student athletes up.
It seemed like your defensive ends played well again today, kind of
got some pressure,
pursuing, and then also coming back on some run plays and knocking Surratt out when he would scramble a little bit as well.
Right. Yeah, I thought they did some good things. You know, there's good athletes, they're pretty quick. I saw Henri make a couple of plays running them down from the backside. Antonio got a big sack and a couple of pressures. So, yeah, they're getting some pressure and making some plays.
It's hard to fault 400 rushing yards. It seemed like they were giving some trouble with maybe shifting. No, they weren't.
The shifting wasn't a problem at all. I mean, it was pretty simple, wasn't it? Whichever one they lined up in, they were going to play the other one. So if you can't figure that out, you probably shouldn't go to Georgia Tech. So that part wasn't a problem. Blocking them was a problem sometimes.
Last one.
Jerry, you talked about him being a little starstruck against Tennessee, and he had a couple fumbles. Is your confidence starting to grow in him now?
Yeah, well, I think Jerry might have had one fumble at some point. But I've got confidence in Jerry. I mean, he's like any freshman. He goes in and plays. He almost broke one the first carry he had. But and I don't know how many plays he played today. He got 5 carries. Gervonta had 18 carries, which is about right for him.
Okay. Thanks, Coach.